Am I in the air?
Well, happy new year, everybody, and welcome to the season premiere of Am I on the Air? My name is Don Mega, and I am back with you guys once again for another new season of Am I on the Air? It's season 28, episode 1, and tonight's show is titled Champions. We're going to be breaking down the news from December 27th of 2023 all the way to today, January 2nd. 2024. Can you believe it, man? I cannot believe that it is 2024. Where are my flying cars at, son? I am waiting. Guys, I got some non-spoiler movie reviews for you. I got a couple TV shows to talk about, and then we're going to get through the news of the week. Not a tremendous amount of news, obviously, as we were coming off of a holiday season. So you had Christmas, we had New Year's, a lot of the news kind of completely slowed down, so there's not a super ton to talk about, but we're still here, because you can't kick off Am I on the Air in 2024 without a new episode, so we wanted to get back on track and come at your earlobes right here with a new episode, and it's a fun time at the beginning of the year, because that means right around the corner, it's going to be time for that Am I Still on the Air top 10 of 2023 and top 10 most anticipated of 2024. It's our annual tradition. Usually myself, Peeps, and Friggins, we get together and we break it all down. And it's a really fun show to do. And we can only do it once a year. So get ready, because that'll be coming here in the next couple weeks. So very excited for that. But hey, that's what's to come. Tonight, we are going to be talking some movies, some TV, and of course, the news of the week. So let's jump right on into it for our season premiere. Thank you, Red Dragons Radio and Pop Culture Pros, for renewing us for another season. We really appreciate it. All right, guys, non-spoiler on the movie side. I want to start off with the big movie of the weekend that I was able to get to the theaters and see. And boy, am I glad that I got to. You know, if you've been listening to me for any amount of time, you know that I'm a big wrestling fan. I love wrestling. And I saw that they were doing the true story of the Von Erichs. And this is the movie The Iron Claw. Saw this trailer come out and was blown away. I was like, oh, this movie's going to be pretty damn special. And it really, really was. This is the true story of the Von Erich brothers, who made history in the intensely competitive world of professional wrestling in the early 1980s. Through tragedy and triumph under the shadow of their domineering father and coach, the brothers seek larger-than-life immortality on the biggest stage in sports. So this one here is a true story. It's about the Von Erich brothers, and not only the Von Erich brothers, but really the whole Von Erich family, right? Because this is a generational family that started off, you know, with Fritz Von Erich, who's played by Holt McCallany in this movie. You got Zac Efron leading this up here as Kevin Von Erich, Jeremy Allen White, who I really enjoy in The Bear. He's here as Kerry Von Erich. We got David Von Erich. We got Doris Von Erich. We got Mike Von Erich. And we got Lily James up in this bitch. Lily James is awesome. Anytime she pops up, she really adds a really nice touch to the whole thing. Now, the crazy story about the Von Erichs is that they were deemed to be that they had bad luck, that they were cursed, so to speak. There's a lot of tragedy in this family. And as you're watching this movie, you're like, wow, like maybe they were. Like, how could a family have this much, you know, going so wrong for it, right? There's, for every piece of success and happiness, there's another piece of tragedy. And this movie gets you, man. It claws at the heartstrings, and you're just really fighting to see them succeed. But if you know the true story, you know, I grew up in the 80s, and I knew the Von Erichs. I knew Carrie, really, the one that Jeremy Allen White plays, because Carrie went to the WWE, and I was a big WWE guy. The Texas Tornado. But the rest of the Von Erichs, I wasn't uberly, you know, familiar with, because I didn't watch them in the 70s. I didn't watch the little territories. I only watched WWE. So this was news to me, because I really didn't know what was going to happen. And it's a lot of tragedy, man. And there were some tears shed, I'll tell you that. There's a lot of talk right now for Zac Efron hopefully getting an Oscar nomination. And I think it's should, because it is very well deserved in this movie. He's amazing. He transformed in this movie into Kevin, and the range of anger and excitement and happiness and tragedy, the tears in his eyes, the emotions that he went through in this movie are phenomenal. And I think he proved to everybody that he is a great actor in this movie. And I was very, very pleased. I thought everybody killed it and did an amazing job. Even if you're not a wrestling fan, you know, remember the movie The Wrestler that came out a long time ago with Mickey Rourke? You know, that's another amazing movie that you didn't have to be a wrestling fan to really enjoy. The Iron Claw is a true story, and it really gets you. So big thumbs up from me. I think you guys really should go and check out this film. I give it 4 out of 5 stars as we were wrapping up our films of 2023, trying to get, you know, a couple more in under the wire, right? I got 4 that I slid in here right before the New Year's. So Iron Claw with a very nice 4 out of 5. Check it out. It is in theaters right now. So that's the only one that I saw checked out in theaters. Then we head on over to streaming. And I'm going to go through this one real quick because it was stupid as hell. And that is Good Burger 2. Hey, welcome to Good Burger, home of the Good Burger. How may I take your order? Good Burger 2, guys. This is Kel, Keenan and Kel, right? They're back. But there's a lot of little side characters that pop up in this thing, man. You know, like Jillian Bell and Lil Rel Howery. There's a shit ton of cameos in this thing. This is what I'm going to say, because I'm not spending a bunch of time on it. Like I said, this movie is dumb. So dumb. But it's not made for me once again. This is a PG-rated movie. It is a streaming film that's Nickelodeon-based. It is for kids. My daughter loved it. And from a kid perspective, she got some good laughs. There's silly-ass humor in here. I did drop a couple laughs on it. But at the end of the day, it is stupid as shit, man. The premise is stupid. The story is stupid. It's so overly dumb that you can't help but laugh sometimes. So I'm just going to tell you, Good Burger's out there. Check it out with the fam. I don't even know if I can put a star on this one. I'll go 2 stars, 2 out of 5 right here. It was okay. And it did make me chuckle at times, but I thought this is a good film for little kids, like, you know, probably ages, you know, 6 through 12, something like that. I think that would be the demographic that this movie's made for. So Good Burger 2 is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Check that one out at your own risk. Then I checked out Quiz Lady. I've been looking to see this one. This one came out about a month ago, and I just didn't have a chance to get to it. And then finally had a chance to sit down and watch. And this one here stars Awkwafina and Sandra Oh. They're the two leads, but you got Will Ferrell in this thing. Jason Schwartzman pops up in this thing. And so good little side cast there. And this one here is about a brilliant but tightly wound game show obsessed young woman, Anne, played by Awkwafina, and her estranged train wreck of a sister, Jenny, played by Sandra Oh, where they must work together to help cover their mother's gambling debts. And when Anne's beloved dog is kidnapped, they set out on a wild cross-country trek to get the cash the only way they know how, by turning Anne into a bona fide game show champion. So this one here, another silly premise, right? Awkwafina, her character grows up watching this trivia show that is hosted by Will Ferrell's character. And she's really, really smart from basically watching this show her entire life. Her mom runs away, and she owes some gambling debts. So they go after Awkwafina to pay back the gambling debts. And when she can't, they kidnap her dog. And then she's like, well, how can I get the money? And her sister comes up with the idea, well, why don't you go on the game show? You're so good. You go on the game show, win that money. And we're off to the races. You know what? This was a pretty fun little flick for being a streaming movie. It's only an hour and a half long. Awkwafina is pretty funny in this. Sandra Oh was actually pretty funny. I think she probably had a good time not playing, you know, kind of playing against character that she usually plays. It's always great to see Will Ferrell pop up and down for anything. You know how Jason Schwartzman is. But it's a fun little ride getting them to the game show and the things that happened in between. I had some good laughs, and I think this was a fun little watch. So Quiz Lady is streaming over on Hulu. Check this one out. I'll give it 3 out of 5 stars. And then lastly, I got around to watching, I know we're not on Christmas anymore, but I had to check out It's a Wonderful Knife. That's right, Knife with a K. This isn't your typical Christmas movie right here. This is a horror film. And Winnie's life is less than wonderful 1 year after saving her town from a psychotic killer on Christmas Eve. When she wishes she was never born, she finds herself magically transported to a nightmarish parallel universe. With the murderous maniac now back, she must team up with a misfit to identify the culprit and get back to her own reality. So this one here, the familiar faces you'll know in this movie are like Justin Long and Joel McHale. And then the rest of the kids, they're just, you know, no-name actors. This was a fun little flick. I'll give it that. It's a horror comedy holiday film. You know what it is. You know, there's this killer going around kind of Scream style. And she, for whatever reason, makes the wish that she wished she wasn't born, and then it's a parallel universe when no one knows who she is, but this killer's still going around, and she has to try to stop him once again. It's another hour and a half little horror comedy flick, and I thought it was okay for what it was. I would probably never really sit down and watch this movie again. But I don't regret watching it. It was a fun little streaming flick. So that's pretty much all I got to say about this one, man. It's nothing great, but it's nothing, you know, it's nothing horrible either. At the same time, if you're just looking for a fun little kind of Scream type flick to watch. So I would give It's a Wonderful Knife 2 out of 5 stars. It was just okay. But this one here is streaming on AMC Plus and Shudder. So if you have those, you can check those out. All right. That's my 4 movie things right now. Over on the TV side, let's see here. What do I want to start with? I checked out the new Dave Chappelle special. He dropped a new special on New Year's Eve called The Dreamer, and it was pretty funny, man. I mean, Dave Chappelle, typically his Netflix specials, they're about an hour long. They'd never really disappoint. He tells some jokes, some hit, some don't, but at the end of the time, I think I find myself laughing more than not. So definitely check out Dave Chappelle's The Dreamer over on Netflix. Marvel's What If season 2 is officially done now. They did 9 episodes, one a day for 9 days straight at the end of December there. And I got to give it to them. I didn't care for What If season 1 very much, but I thought season 2 was very, very solid. I actually enjoyed almost every single episode in season 2. There was one episode with a new character called Kahori, I believe. The character was okay and her powers were cool, but I hated the episode. It did nothing for me. I don't really understand wasting a whole episode to introduce a new character that's not from your comics. So we'll see if we ever see this character again, especially in live action. But overall, all the other 8 episodes were fantastic. So definitely a big thumbs up to check out What If you didn't for some reason. All 9 are now streaming on Disney Plus. And then lastly, I checked out a new show called Run the Burbs. Run the Burbs is a show that actually aired in Canada. And something familiar happened that made me want to watch this show, because I really got into the show Kim's Convenience a couple years ago. And that started off as a Canada show. And that's where Simu Liu came from, the actor who plays Shang-Chi in the Marvel Universe. He was on that show. The show was hilarious. And then it started streaming on Netflix. And it was so good. And I binged the hell out of it. Loved the show. And Simu Liu's best friend in the show was the character played by Andrew Fung. Andrew Fung is hilarious on Kim's Convenience. And then I saw that he was doing another Canada show called Run the Burbs. But I had no way to watch it. And then I heard, I think it was streaming on the CW for a little bit, but Hulu just got the rights to it. And there's only two seasons, and both seasons are up on Hulu. So I decided to give it a shot. And I thought it was really cute, really fun. It's a little family sitcom. It's a comedy sitcom. And, you know, it's your typical kind of half hour, you know, family com. What else can I say about this family? You know, it's a husband and wife and two kids. And then it's a small little town and it's all their friends. And you've seen these kind of comedies before. But I like these. And because I've talked about it on the show before, it's getting harder and harder to watch TV with my daughter in the room because everything we watch is so mature. So I wanted to have a show like this that I could pop on in the background when she's playing and in the living room. And we have something to watch with her around. And it's really cute. My wife loves it a lot. And I dig it, man. So we're about halfway through season one and just wanted to shout it out. So if you're looking for a fun little comedy to watch, you could check it out on Hulu. So that's what I got for you guys on the review side. We got The Iron Claw now in theaters, 4 out of 5 stars. Good Burger 2 over on Paramount Plus, 2 out of 5 stars. Quiz Lady over on Hulu, 3 out of 5 stars. It's a Wonderful Knife, 2 out of 5 stars, streaming over on AMC Plus. What If Season 2 over on Disney Plus. Run the Burbs over on Hulu. And Dave Chappelle's The Dreamer over on Netflix. Alrighty, now switching gears on over to our box office. So as we ended 2023, we had number 10, The Boy and the Heron. Number 9, The Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes. Number 8 was Ferrari. Number 7, The Iron Claw. Number 6, The Boys in the Boat. Number 5, Anyone But You. Number 4 was a debut of The Color Purple. Number 3, Migration. Number 2, Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom. And back at the number 1 spot was Wonka. So congratulations, Wonka, moving up to 22 mil over the weekend to reclaim the number 1 spot from Aquaman, where it lost it the previous week. So there you go there. All right, guys, that's what we got there. Let's switch our gears and let's get into our news of the week. All right, y'all, let's see what we got cooking up tonight. I know a lot of you are going to be really excited to know that new Cars projects are in the works over at Pixar. That's right. I don't know who is asking for this. I don't know anybody that's like, can I get another Cars project? But they're saying they're in the works of Pixar. Pixar getting desperate. Jeremy Allen White teases that The Bear Season 3 will go back to the functioning kitchen atmosphere, which is awesome, and I'm really excited about that because I am currently watching The Bear. I only have one. Remember, I'm late to the game on this one. I just talked about this show a couple weeks ago on the podcast, and I finished Season 1, jumped right into Season 2. I'm almost done with Season 2. I only have one episode left, but Season 2 is totally different than Season 1, and I'm hoping that it goes back to kind of the Season 1 atmosphere, and that's what they're saying they will, so that's good to hear. There's a lot of rumors going around about certain villains that'll be popping up in Matt Reeves' The Batman 2. James Gunn has come out and debunked them and said, don't listen to the rumors, a lot of that is not true. Glenn Powell teases that the new Twisters movie, which is supposed to be a sequel to the Twister movie from the 90s, he says it's not really a sequel or a requel or a reboot. He says it tells a completely original story that just happens to be like in that universe. So, you know, he says there's really no returning characters, nothing like that. So it is what it is. It's a completely original story. So there you go there. Saw producers are not ruling out a sequel to Spiral. Remember they did Spiral with Chris Rock. It was a spinoff of the Saw movies a couple years ago. Well, they're looking at doing another one. Chris Rock is ready, and they're trying to find out the right story for it. So we'll see where that goes. The robot from Rebel Moon will have a much bigger story in the extended cut and part 2 that comes out in April. So remember, the robot's name is Jimmy, for those of you that were wondering. Jimmy the Robot, coming soon. Sisters over on BET is going to time jump a little bit in season 7, and you can see the first teaser trailer for that. Prime Video is going to start doing commercials, guys. That's right. At the end of the month, Prime will start doing commercial breaks. If you want ad-free, you can sign up now. I think it's only $2.99 to opt out of the commercials and stay commercial-free. I've already prepaid mine because I don't do commercials. So nice try, Prime. I will pay my $3 there for that. Zack Snyder's Rebel Moon Part 1, A Child of Fire, kicked off with viewing numbers that was a very solid start to the original franchise. You know, wasn't the best, but it wasn't the worst. It was just solid. It was a good solid. It was number one in the world, but the numbers were kind of in the 20 million, kind of, so to speak. So that's why they're just labeling it as solid. They don't want to build it up too much. Sound of Freedom is now streaming over on Prime Video, for those of you that missed it in the theaters. Maxine, which is the third movie from T West. This is, what was the other movies? X, Pearl, and then now Maxine. This is supposed to be coming out now on February 30th, so keep an eye out for that. We got an article up with the director of the Iron Claw talking about why Chris Von Erich isn't in the movie. He explains that down. Kapil Nakawakar is not going to be returning as Neil in season 2 of Night Court, so they wrote him out of that. The Rebel Moon co-writer Kurt Johnston talks about Part 1's R-rated cut and the nonstop action of Part 2, if you'd like to read a little bit more about Rebel Moon there. Let's see here. Congratulations to Wonka, crossing $100 million here in the U.S., which is a big jump there for Wonka. Now that Season 2 of What If is done, they released a first-look clip of Season 3. That's right. We knew. See, there was no mention of a What If Season 3 on the Marvel calendar for 2024, but they put out this clip featuring Winter Soldier and Red Guardian, and it said Season 3 coming soon. So we'll see, man, but it looks like we're getting some more What If. We have your first look at Evil, which is coming for season 4 on Paramount Plus. Check it out. George Clooney talks about adapting the real story of the boys in the boat. He says all of it happened in the movie, so you can talk about that. Jeremy Renner getting ready to go back to work. That's right. In about a week, he's going to start filming season 3 of Mayor of Kingstown. So very cool to see. It's just a little bit over a year of him in that snowplow accident. So this is his first project of him feeling strong enough and good enough to get back to work. And so there you go. So we're ready, man. We're ready for that Mayor of Kingstown. Let's go. But I'm glad to hear that Jeremy feels up to it. Scott Derrickson is confirmed now to be returning to direct the sequel to The Black Phone. So he'll be back for Black Phone 2. We got your first look at 9-1-1. Bobby and Athena's cruise ship is indeed going down in the season 7 premiere. I believe season 7 will debut in March over on ABC. Bunked is officially ending with season 7 over on the Disney Channel. And the series finale will air in 2024. Tom Wilkinson passed away. We lost him at the very end of the year on December 30th. Tom Wilkinson, mainly known for his role in The Full Monty, Oscar-nominated turns in Michael Clayton and In the Bedroom, passed away at the age of 75. So a big hit there. 1948 to 2023. Rest in peace, Tom Wilkinson. We have the season 6 trailer for The Conners. You can check that out. That's coming back here pretty soon. I got all my TikTok reviews up. Remember, I do 60-second quick thoughts over on video form on TikTok. If you would like to follow us along over there, follow at Simply Am I on the Air. So you can check all that out. It is January, which means we have your new streaming guide. So your January streaming guide is here. What's new on Netflix, Apple TV+, Disney+, Hulu, Max, Paramount+, Peacock, Prime Video, all the above. See what's coming in January and find out. We have a first look photo from the shelved Warner Brothers movie Coyote vs. Acme, which is now seeking a new streaming home. We still haven't found it yet, but it is out there. So hopefully we'll get that soon. AGT Fantasy League has returned. So if you're looking for some new AGT to watch, you can watch it on NBC and stream it the next day on Peacock. It had its premiere yesterday. This is kind of in the sports world, but it does deal with The Rock. He has combined the XFL with the USFL. It'll now be called the UFL, and it will air games on Fox and ESPN platforms starting in 2024. We have your 2023 box office breakdown, so check that out if you like to see how everything wrapped up at the box office. Game of Thrones in the works Sea Snake series will now officially be animated. That is coming from George R.R. Martin. Let's see here. Steven Yeun no longer involved in Marvel's Thunderbolts. This is kind of crazy. This news just dropped today. Steven Yeun was announced almost a year ago that he was going to be in Thunderbolts, but due to the delays and the writer strike and some rewrites, I don't know. There's nothing specific stating why he is no longer involved. And some of the articles are just saying, well, he was never officially confirmed to be a part of the cast anyway, even though he had talked about it before. I don't know what happened. I don't know if it is a scheduling thing just because of the strikes getting everything pushed back, but he is no longer involved. So that is a hit to the Thunderbolts. That really sucks. Jack Black, though, has been added to the Minecraft movie, so he'll be joining Jason Momoa over there in that video game adaptation. Congratulations to Slow Horses, which have been renewed for season 5 over on Apple TV+. Director Sharmeen Obaid-Chinoy teases a very special Daisy Ridley Star Wars movie. She is so thrilled to be a female leading the Star Wars universe and bringing Daisy on the ride with her, as Daisy's character Rey will be, you know, restarting and leading the new Jedi Order. So I'm excited, man. I'm excited for new Star Wars and very happy to see them stoked on it. 3 Game of Thrones animated series are being developed over at HBO and with George R. R. Martin as well. Megan 2.0 production is currently underway over at Blumhouse, so it is coming. We have your new trailer for the new Kevin Hart movie. This is coming out. It's called Lift. It was supposed to come out actually a couple months ago. They pushed it to 2024 since 2024 slate is so thin. So you're going to kick off the new year 40,000 feet featuring Lift. That's right, from director F. Gary Gray. This is going to hit Netflix on January 12th. Stars Kevin Hart, Google Mbatha Raw, Vincent D'Onofrio, Billy Magnuson, Yun Ji Kim, Gene Reno, and Sam Worthington. Man, heck of a cast. Fully stacked here. This is going to be a fun heist-type film. Coming to Netflix, like I said, January 12th. So the new trailer just dropped. We got that posted up on our Twitter page, so make sure you check that out. We also have a breakdown of release schedules. Release schedules are currently in flux following Hollywood's historical dual strikes. But here's a platform by platform guide to what might actually make it to air in 2024. So we got a full breakdown there so you can see if what you're looking for sticks or not. Congratulations to Jason Blum's Blumhouse and James Wan's Atomic Monster as they have closed their merger deal. So that's right, they're coming together. We were talking about that for a while, and now it is official. And on that note, it is officially the end of this episode, because like I said, there wasn't a ton of news being that it was the holidays, so we didn't even hit the 30-minute mark, but that's okay, because I know you guys are busy. It is the holidays, and everybody's got a lot going on, including myself, so I'm going to get on out of here. But hey, happy new year once again. Happy 2024. I hope it's an amazing year for all of us. I think we all really need it. 2023, at least for myself, was pretty rocky. It was a hard year, but we're hoping for better things in 2024. We are the champions, baby. That is why tonight's show is titled Champions. It goes with a lot of what we've talked about here tonight. But thank you for joining me on this ride. AmIOnTheAir.com is our official webpage. For those of you listening to us on Good Pods, thank you so much. I got an email from them earlier today saying we were in the top 30 of all their entertainment podcasts. So that was very exciting. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And, but yeah, amiontheair.com is the official webpage. Everything you need is right there. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google Podcast, Amazon Music, whatever you see fit, find us and stream us. I'd really appreciate it. Give us a like, give us a star, give it everything that you got. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/amiontheair. Follow us on Twitter or X at amiontheair, all one word. You can follow me directly at DXDonMega. It's those same handles over on Threads if you'd like to follow us over there. I know a lot of people switching over to Threads. Follow us at Am I on the Air at TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. We're on everything, so make sure you subscribe. And thank you to our great affiliates, RedDragonsRadio.com and the Pop Culture Pros at Red Dragons Radio, at Pop Culture_Pros, all on Twitter. And that'll do it for me on this January the 2nd. I'm going to head on out. I hope you guys take care of yourselves and each other. And until next time, y'all, peace. Red Dragon!